Time now, though, for Over and Under.
It's time to play Overs and Unders with Kane Corns for Tampa, a mattress like no other.
For those new to it, it is where we get our man Johnny to read out a statement, and we got to decide whether it will be over or under that statement. What's he got for us today?
Bend it around enough. It's across the face. King has taken a monster 3 metres out from goal. Another contested mark in a six-pack this time. From 4 metres out, goal. And the Saints have a star on the rise.
During the week, Essendon legend Matthew Lloyd said St Kilda Max King was capable of kicking 50 goals plus this year. King will kick 35 goals, over or under.
3 goals last night. Gee, I love this player. He's the excitement's worth it, because once he fills out, he's going to be something pretty special. And St Kilda are lucky that they've got him. 3 goals last night. As I said, he kicked 22 goals from his 18 games last year. Will he kick 35 this year? I don't think so. I'm going to go the under. I don't think he'll get anywhere near the 50 that Lordo is suggesting. He will get there in time, but I don't think that is this year. There's got to be a stat for drop marks in the competition, and I reckon Max and Charlie Dixon would be at the top of the tree for drop marks. If he can somehow find a way to be a bit surer with his hands in the marking contest and contested situations, then perhaps 50 is realistic. But right now, he's probably sitting somewhere between that 28 to 34 goal range, to be extremely specific. Saints fans, what do you reckon? 35 goals or under for Max King. What is number two?
Danaher squeezed and found a path and kicked a goal. Joey is back in a big way. 4 goals to Joe Danaher.
Mark Robinson had Joe Danaher at 26 in his Herald Sun top 50 AFL players. Should he be over or under that ranking?
Well, that's easy, isn't it? Joe Danaher isn't the 26th best player in the game right now. In fact, he's probably not top 100, is he? On evidence and what he has done in the last 4 seasons. Now, potential, and I'm not exactly sure the criteria for Robbo's top 50, whether it's by the end of the year will they get to that ranking, or whether it is right now. If it's right now, he's nowhere near that. So 4 games last year, he kicked 3 goals from those 4 games. Now, in the little write-up in the Herald Sun where Robbo had him at 26, he said from 4 matches last season, Danaher rated elite for marks, contested marks, forward 50 marks. Well, he played 4 games and kicked 7 goals. And what did he kick? Was it 4 of those in 1 game against Essendon? So, no, 26 is far too high for Joe Danaher. 0433981116 is a temper text. What do you reckon? Where does he sit amongst the game's best? Time for number three.
Made the footy his own, Cripps. The 1-2 with Betts. He runs to 50. He's not sure what to do. He takes on the responsibility and he finishes. That's better from the Blues skipper.
Mark Robinson had Patrick Cripps the number 7 best player in the competition. That is over or under where he should be.
Well, this is an interesting one. Patrick Cripps, number 7. And you look at it and you think, well, Cripps is 7. That's about right. Or, you know, Patrick Cripps, number 7 is about right. But look a little bit closer to it. Patrick Cripps played every game last year and he finished 9th in a club best and fairest that didn't play finals. You can't be the 7th best player in the competition if you finish 9th in your own club best and fairest and it wasn't a successful team. So if you finish 9th in a premiership winning team in the best and fairest, and you perhaps miss 5 games through injury, you finish 9th, well, no worries. But he finished 9th. And I just think he needs to be more influential on games. He kicked 7 goals for the season last year, Patrick Cripps. He had nearly 200 more handballs than he had kicks. He needs to be more influential on games of footy, and perhaps we have overrated. It's a big call, but perhaps we have overrated the actual output that Patrick Cripps have. We love the way he goes about it. We respect him. I certainly respect him for the heavy lifting he's done with no help around him at the Carlton Footy Club. But Blues fans, he finished 9th in your own club best and fairest, he cannot be the seventh best player in the competition. So he should have been over that ranking. What's number four?
Lever. Step one, step two, and step three is kick the goal. How to kick a goal, Australian rules football style. How to kick it first from Jake Lever.
Melbourne Jake Lever signed a three-year contract extension during the week, which expires at the end of 2024. That is over or under what he should have got?
I would have thought over. I don't see the urgency to sign Jake Lever to a three-year deal. These fans, Max Gawn got a four-year contract. I can certainly understand that, Max Gawn, but Jake Lever a three-year deal now? I would have probably waited till the last third of the season before I made a call on that, considering the injuries that he's had. So I reckon that one's over. You know, a one or two-year deal would have been fair for Jake Lever. And the last one is...
Didak plays on. They try and get him in a shepherd arrangement back-to-back.
Oh, look at the Collingwood boys tackling.
Look at the Collingwood boys.
King.
They're
six
into him.
Of them are drawing him, all of them.
Do a push-up with him on top of you, Jakey.
It's a group drawing. And Jake is being pounded into.
Everyone on the ground's in the fight here.
And the ball of footy's still going, Brian. They've called play on. It's bouncing around in the middle of it all.
There's 15 fights going on.
James Brayshaw will team up with Brian Taylor and replace Bruce McAvaney in the Channel 7 commentary team for the early part of the season. We should have our TV volume turned up to only 40%, over or under.
Oh, that's harsh. No, I'm over. I think that is an excellent team. I know he's polarising. Let's start with BT, but I'm a BT fan. I think he is outstanding for the game, and I do like his work on Channel 7. And equally, I like the work of James Brayshaw. I think those two have excellent, chemistry, and I think they'll do a fine job. And I think the role that Hamish will play as host and JB and BT, to use a few nicknames, which I don't often like to do, will do a good job. So I will have my TV volume turned up over 40%. Thank you very much, Johnny. 1-300-736-736. Can we quickly get to just a couple of your calls? Let's go to who we got on the line. It is John is on the line. What do you think of my over and unders, Johnny?
Yeah, pretty good. The one I was interested in was Max King. I reckon he's going to kick more than 35 goals because I watched that match last night, and with the new standing the mark rule, I think all the key forwards are going to kick a lot more goals. And I think, personally, I think the AFL needs to adjust that rule already because the players on the mark are just a lame duck. They can't do anything. They can't move sideways. They can't jump up and down. They can't move backwards. I think there should be sort of like a 1 metre area that they're allowed to manoeuvre within. And if you go sideways outside a metre, then pay a 50. But otherwise, the players should still be able to do something and put players off when they're kicking for goal, etc. Or it'll just be a goal fest for everyone and the games are going to be very long.
It was last night. And does high scoring make for a great game? I would say no. And didn't the footy go for a long period of time? And, you know, there's clearly... If you're looking at a pendulum, there's a spot there that the AFL are looking at. You wonder with all the rules that they've changed, and not just this new stand one, which is topical, but even the interchange cap, the 10-metre protected zone, which they've brought in, the starting positions, which they've brought in recent years, has that pendulum swung too far? So we will get too far the other way. I'm not sure, and I'm not sure exactly how to orchestrate it so it sits where it needs to sit, but... If we saw footy like we did last night for the whole season, everyone that's been screaming out for high-scoring footy is going to say this is rubbish. This is the NBA All-Star game where no one cares and no one defends. Or it's the State of Origin game for bushfire relief when no one defended and no one cared. You'd quickly lose interest in the game if it happens that way. But the AFL's made their bed on that one. Let's go to Marty. Over and under, Marty, which one caught your attention?
Yeah, Kano, quick comment on all of them. Kingy, if he plays 20 games plus, will kick over 35. Same reasons. They're trying to get more and more goals in the game. Cripps and Danaher, overrated. Danaher's had one big season. Cripps is very consistent, skill-wise average. Can't be in the top 10 players. What was the other two?
The other two was Jake Lever's contract. There was Joe Danaher. There was Brian Taylor and BT. The first one was Max King.
Yeah, Jakey Lever. yeah, you probably got to give him a couple year contract, but not a big dollars, just a good coin. And yeah, BT and James, they'll get into each other. There'll be some stupid moments, there'll be some funny moments, but you're gonna watch them, you're gonna listen to it.
Yeah, you'll be entertained. And you know, I want to turn on the footy. I want to be informed, and I want to be entertained, and I want to watch the game. Now, regardless of who was commentating, I'd watch the footy. So I don't tune into the footy on Channel 7 on a Friday night or to Foxtel when they do a game and turn off if there's a commentary team that I don't rate. So we're going to watch it regardless. I think those two will do a pretty good job. Will it be Bruce McAvaney and Dennis Committee? No, it won't. But they'll do a good job. Andy's on the road. G'day to you, Andy.
Hey, Kane. Before we discuss Danaher, I've worked out a bit of a glitch. And if it is BT and what's his
Brayshaw?
Show Bob. Yep, Brayshaw. I've worked it out. If you listen to SEN on the app, there is the same delay as there is on the Channel 7 coverage on a Thursday or Friday night. So that would be... What was your over and under?
40% on TV volume.
Okay. I only need one button. Mute, and then listen to SEN. That's my... That's I cannot listen to people screaming at me when I'm watching footy. I don't want... If I want the people screaming at me, I listen to my kids.
Yeah, so, well, that's the ideal situation. And... I mean, without being biased, if you're lining up the two commentary teams of what SEN and AFL Nation's coverage will deliver for you on a Friday night, and if it's Jared and Hutto, which I assume it will be with Gary Lyon, then you're not going to get any better than that. So if you can find out a way to mute Channel 7 and have the AFL Nation call team in SEN, then all power to you. If I could work it out, I'd do it. Peter is in Preston. G'day to you, Pete.
Yeah, Kane, how many concussions did you have when you played, mate?
Only one. What have I done now?
Well, there's something. Clearly you need some tests, mate, because you come out and say that about Patrick Cripps, there's something wrong with you, mate. Let me tell you.
Well, did I not make a fair argument, Peter? He finished ninth in your own club, Best and Fairest, as rated by the coaches. He played every game, and he finished ninth. Can you be the seventh best player in the competition if you're not even the seventh best player for any one season at your own club?
You might want to go back 12 months previously when he won the AFL Players MVP by a record margin. Clearly played injured last year with a shoulder and other injuries. And for you to come out and say that, it just shows that you don't know much about it, Kane, to be quite honest.
That's fair. It's a opinion business, Pete. But I would take up your argument with the coaches at the Carlton Footy Club who ranked him ninth in a team that didn't even play finals. And I think the best midfielders in the competition now have the ability to go forward and impact forward. So let's line up the amount of score involvements and impact on the scoreboard that Dangerfield and Martin and Petrarca and Lachie Neale had over someone like Cripps who doesn't kick the ball. He had 150 kicks last year. So I'm not saying he's not capable of being the seventh best player in the competition, but there's some adjustments in his game that needs to be made to make sure that he has the impact that he should be having on games. Anthony is on the line. G'day to you, Anthony.
Kane, good morning. Mate, I'm going to back Peter up and exactly the same as what he said. And you're right, it's an opinion game. And yes, Cripps was definitely down on his form last year. Anybody and everybody knows that, mate. But you put Cripps into Richmond's team and he'll have his three Norm Smiths. You put him into the Geelong team and he'll have a couple of premierships there, mate. You put him into Port Adelaide and he'll have those flags that you're dreaming of. He has carried that club for the last half a dozen years and he was playing 50% fit last year. It was a down year. Yes, Kane, yes. But he is definitely in the best five plays. And the reasons why his handballs are so high, mate, he's getting tackled by three opponents every single contest, every single stoppage, every single play. They're hanging off him, mate. The bloke's a superstar. Put him in a good team and he'd be the best player we'd ever seen.
Yeah, I respect him. I absolutely respect him for the work that he has done solo in that midfield for a long period of time now. But he averages 0.4 of a goal per game. And he averages 9 kicks a game. So he handballs the ball too much for me. And you saw the adjustments Lachie Neale made in his game where he came out publicly and said, I want to use my legs more. I want to kick the ball more. He was a handballer, Lachie Neale, and he doesn't have the weapons that Cripps has, but Lachie Neale was breaking from stoppage. He was having shots on goal. He was kicking the ball more. His metres gained was up, and he wins a Brownlow medal. Cripps is absolutely capable of that, but he can't do it having 9 kicks and 0.4 of a goal per game. Patrick Dangerfield averages just under 13 kicks and 1.1 goals a game over a long, long period of time. So he's not at that level, in my opinion. But I appreciate your thoughts.